Thanks for calling Egomoss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you today?
Hey, Nakia. It's Mark Hawthorne.
Hello.
I was calling to see when they were going to get back with me about the email that I sent them on August 6th.
I want to need your address.
3474 U.S. Highway 45E, South Fulton, Tennessee, 38257.
Okay, and you're calling to inquire about the email that you sent in regards to?
I put the doors on the DeLorean buildup, and one door is warped, and the other door is missing several pieces out of several different issues. And they said, take pictures of it, so I did. I put it in, and they said you would be contacted within 24 to 48 hours, and that's been over a week ago.
Okay. So let me see if the reship has been submitted. Was it 66 and 70?
That'd be one door, but it'd be 66 through 70.
66 through 70, so hold on.
I can look at my email. Actually, it's 66 through 74.
So I see that 63 through 66, and then 70 has been reshipped out to you. That was requested June the 10th. I'm sorry, August the 9th. Which was sent to the warehouse. And just to confirm, you sent issues 66 through 74.
Right. I sent all the pictures. They said send all the pictures of it and part number. And I did that on every issue, for every issue. And the last time I talked to y'all, she said she had to talk to somebody else. And then she said, well, we see the pictures and the part number. But that was, she said, somebody else will have to call you back in 24 to 48 hours, and nobody's ever done that.
All right, one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold and have a supervisor look into this for me. One moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. When did you send the email? Because I have a supervisor trying to locate it.
On June 6th. Because I have it, the email pulled up right in front of me.
Yes, what day did you send the email?
It says August 6th, 2007 at 3:47 a.m. is when it got to y'all.
August the 6th?
Yes. I don't know why I kept saying June.
Okay, just to confirm. Okay, so just to confirm, you sent the email on the 5th. The response that you received from us was on the 6th, informing you to provide us with a picture and the number part. From that picture, the picture didn't indicate what it was, and it only had one part.
Okay. Let me see if I got another one. Oh, yeah, I had to resend that one. August 4th is actually, there's one there. But it doesn't, I see what you're talking about. I didn't put the part number. But you see the door, and it's missing the piece that holds the light in, and then the wire holder is gone on August 4th.
Okay.
But
so,
if you look at the descriptions, it will actually tell you exactly what part it is and what part number it is.
Okay. So I'm going to, what I was advised is to have you submit a picture of each part that is defective or damaged. And it's easier because regular agents don't know what part it is. We just need to know the issue. So in your case, you would need to send a picture of a defective issue 60. Through 74.
Okay.
And just put that in.
Redo it all again.
Yes, because from what I received, the information that I received is that it was only one picture. It didn't have a name.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, you're good.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy your day.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And if you would, please hold for a quick one-question survey after the call.